From a small studio in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Lakina Phum makes her debut as anchor in the first radio program by and for people with disabilities. Ms. Phum has a physical impairment due to polio disease, but says she has, since a very young age, dreamed of working in radio.
When I was young, I slept on the hammock and I wished to be a radio hanker. Together with my colleague Hatanak, we want to make history for our Cambodian Disabled People's Organization regarding the radio program for persons with disabilities. We do this by producing radio programs that meet the high professional standard elsewhere.
The program, named Global Knowledge Program, is a component under the Disabilities Rights Initiative in Cambodia, a project funded by Australia. Mao Mies is the national manager for the initiative in Cambodia and says that the radio broadcast is beneficial both for employees in the station and for Cambodians in rural areas.
People with disability at the rural area, they cannot access to the media. It's very, very limited for them to well understand our disability. This is kind of a benefit that the community gain from this program.
Joint program coordinator of the DRIC, Pradeep Bagiwal, says the program creates a platform for people with disabilities to address the government directly. One of the ways they plan to address people's grievances in the near future is through a phone-in program.
The heart of the program is promoting inclusive community development at the provincial level, which is done by UNICEF. So through these radio programs, what we are trying to do is we are planning to call senior government officials, and then people with disabilities can redress their grievances by phone-in program. They call up the radio station and then, you know, there's a live conversation that takes place between the government representatives and people with disabilities, and complaints are registered and followed up.
Back in the radio studio, Lakina Phum says she thinks the reason why so many disabled people face discrimination is due to a lack of knowledge and understanding of disabled people's situation. She says she will keep working to inform the people in Cambodia about the rights and opportunities for people with disabilities and not let anyone stop her from using her talents. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.